USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is standing with the people of Cuba protesting the government. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters the administration will continue to assess how they can directly help the people of Cuba. With details on the protest, we turn to Lance Pry in the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau.
Thousands of Cubans marched in Havana and elsewhere on the island Sunday to protest food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis in one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in memory.
We are here for the repression because they are killing us with hunger. The houses are falling and we have no homes. They have the money to build hotels while letting us go hungry.
Top commander in Afghanistan, Army General Austin Scott Miller, is stepping down from his post in Afghanistan on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke, anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
Four more victims are being recovered in the rubble, bringing the death toll to 94 in the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade mayor saying 222 victims are accounted for, with 22 still unaccounted for. The medical examiner's office continuing to work around the clock to identify victims. New details are out regarding the assassination of Haiti's president.
A Florida-based doctor has been arrested in the assassination of Haiti's president. Haitian-born doctor Christian Sanon was arrested Sunday, accused of being a key figure behind last week's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said Sanon recruited the group that stormed the president's home and shot he and his wife. He added that Sanon planned to take power following the killing. He is the third person with ties to the U.S. to be arrested in the investigation into the murder. 18 Colombian men and 3 other Haitians have also been arrested. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
All New York City grade schoolers must continue to wear masks in the classroom, Mayor Bill de Blasio said on Monday. Despite the CDC's latest guidance that vaccinated students and teachers can go unmasked. This comes after CDC officials last Friday called for school districts to set policies to enable the full reopening of in-person facilities this fall. Regarding vaccines and pushing them on children, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
well, first of all, the science shows that there's less than a 1% chance of children spreading it from one to the other within school. And the science would say that if you're in a high-risk group and a teacher, that's who should get vaccinated. And Michael just said that. And listen, a new poll out, a survey from Harvard and Politico says that almost everyone agrees that teachers should be getting vaccinated. Teachers, not 10-year-olds. And what's the school going to look like? Let's look at this Orwellian picture, right? John goes to school and he turns 12, and suddenly the police are there. Are you vaccinated yet? You're 12 now. You're 12. That kind of environment is what John is talking about there. It's too much in your face. Do I think masks play a role? Yes. Do I think they should be offered to children? Yes. Should they be mandated? No.
Major League Baseball's All-Star festivities continue from Coors Field in Denver today. The Home Run Derby set to take place tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.